I believed a lie for 2 decades. It was something I'd been told when I took ballet as an 8-year-old. I was bullied by some other students about my appearance. This is Cheryl Giesbrecht with Transform Through Truth. They said, "You are fat," which my mind translated into, "You are not good enough." I felt like a poison dart had affected my self-perception. Now, you might struggle with the same lie, or maybe you believe some other ones. Holding close to truth is the way that we can root out deception and take God at His word. But we must devote ourselves to search out and find it, to learn what God thinks about us. God helped me untangle the knots of self-deception so that I would be free to experience His truth. God's word cut through the lies and ushered in the truth of His love. Jeremiah 31:3 says, "I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with loving kindness." When I heard, applied, and believed what God said about me, I could love myself just the way God made me. When you feel guilty, it's hard to move forward, but we don't have to be victimized by our past. Trusting God moves us ahead unhindered. Our progress becomes secure as we apply God's word to our circumstances. It helps to take control of our thoughts and say His word out loud. Romans 8:1 says, "Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus." Let's pray. Dear Father, thank you for your word. Help me find scripture references that cut through lies and bring in the truth. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks for joining author and speaker Cheryl Giesbrecht for Transform Through Truth. Do you need prayer or free resources? Or would you like to order Cheryl Giesbrecht's new devotional book, Experiencing God Through His Names? Then go to FromAshesToBeauty.com.